Repeat after me to attain your goals. Happiness, a college education, a good job, a healthy family, respect for your neighbors, retirement, happiness. Repeat after me to attain your goals. Happiness.
Ignorance.
A college education.
Mental programming.
A good job.
Slavery.
A healthy family.
Corporate control.
Respect for your neighbors.
Governmental abuses.
Retirement.
Obey.
Happiness.
You are now listening to the world famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am. Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am. Sofa King.
Faster.
I am.
Sofa King. No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am. Sofa King. With retard.
You say funny things.
Oh, wait till we get video.
I would never do that on video.
Yeah, that's right.
Probably not. You're very modest. You gotta let yourself go a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about looks wise. You already done that. I mean, like, your personality. You gotta let it out there.
I let myself go sexy as fuck. Ain't no taking it back now, man. Whatever. Hey, if I love me, that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
I was gonna say, oh, Dave.
What? Oh, I saw that.
Oh, dang it.
Was it? Oh, Fallout Boy.
I was going to hide it and move the whiskey bottle. Yeah.
We have a Fallout Boy bobblehead courtesy of James, aka TJ.
Well, you have
TJ.
That's
Lazy.
For you. That's to take home. That's CJ. Not to stay here. Yes.
Oh, no. It's staying here. I'm going to bring my Pip-Boy down here and then they'll both hang out all together.
Right. Well, on that note,
was that
don't
a
be
note?
A retard.
Oh.
I don't know. I was ending the show. I'm done.
I did abruptly throw a Fallout Boy bobblehead at you. So sorry.
Yeah. So we have a whiskey.
We do.
Shauna Fowler, we introduced it in our present last.
Yeah, we opened the box on Tuesday's episode.
And so it for is me, Brent and Dave, it smells delicious to them. And
I don't think it smells delicious.
I think it reminds me of something else. So maybe that tequila thing you're saying.
It's got like
it's a Scottish.
Okay, let me spell it because I'm never going to pronounce it. Brucladich.
Mm-hmm. Brocklovich.
Brucladich.
Aaron Brocklovich.
Aaron Brocklovich whiskey, and it's called the Classic Laddie.
Yep.
And it's in like a Robin's Egg blue funky bottle.
It's Tiffany blue.
It's a nice
Dave, Tiffany
sorry.
Blue.
It's a nice looking bottle, but we're gonna give
does
it
does have
a
cork
give it a snort.
And it's
does
a barley a whiskey.
And it's an unheated Isle Scotch, so it doesn't have that
smoky
smell.
It came
so
in a metal can.
And I can just smell it. It's not going to be my whiskey, but.
It doesn't taste anything like it smells.
Really? I think it's delicious.
Mm. That's really good.
Yeah, you know what? It tastes like cask ale without smoke. That's what
it
tastes
really
like.
That's really fucking good.
I take it back.
Don't
judge a whiskey by its smell.
It smelled like a really harsh tequila-esque whiskey.
It had a very
fucking smooth and delicious.
It has a very gaggy, like you smell it and you're like, oh, it's kind of gaggy. Like, I don't know. It doesn't
There's
smell
a
good.
Tiny bit of smoke right at the end.
It does now, yeah, a tiny bit.
Yeah, if you don't like peaty stuff, so you can't try like the cask ale.
Okay.
That's really good.
That's a good, yeah. So if you want to try the cask ale but don't like smoke
this is
in your whiskey,
you.
The Aaron Brocklovich Scotch barley.
And I'm going to start posting our whiskeys.
I've posted
on
some, yeah.
Instagram as we drink them. And by the way, I haven't said anything about Instagram in a while, but. Just want to give a shout out. If you're new to the show, we all have Instagram accounts. We're all fairly active on Instagram. I post something a couple times a week. So you can just hit us. I'm at Sofa King David.
Yep,
fuck Sofa King Dave. We don't know who that guy is.
We need to get.
I sent him a message actually.
Did he ever get back?
I don't think it's an active account.
Probably not.
Sucks, yeah.
So, but it's Sofa King David is me. So check me out there.
Yep, you can check me out at Sofa King Brad.
Cash me outside.
Cash me outside, bro. Yeah.
And at Sofa King Brent.
That is great.
And then there's also just Sofa King Podcast as well.
Yeah. So if you don't follow any of us, at least follow our main account at
Sofa
King Podcast.
The Instagram. And just so many reposts, so much love we get on Instagram. Like for a while there, we were giving a shout out to everybody that like posted something cool, but now there's so much we would run out of shout out times. But I do want to say we look, it's awesome. All the El Yucateco stuff you post, all the fucking cool shares of our stuff. Really appreciate your Instagram shout outs.
Tagging us in photos and whatnot.
Speaking of El Yucateco, I have to say I've been eating a lot of popcorn lately. And I've been upping my El Yucateco game, and I'm not nearly the hothead as Brent is. I can't eat as much El Yucateco as Brent can, but
I can't suck as much dick as he can.
Nowhere near it.
I put it down.
I'm up to about a third of a bottle of the traditional red habanero on one bucket of popcorn.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty hefty. Like, and I can tell, like when I'm in the second half of the bucket, I'm like, I'm feeling it. Like I'm doing the mouth breather, you know.
It's like you're walking through Walmart.
But it's so good. I know it's just like, it's so hot, but it's so good. Like I can't, but it never doesn't give me heartburn. It doesn't, you know, there's no bad side effects. It's just really hot, but it's delicious. So I've been up in my Yucateco game.
Do you eat it every day?
Lately I have been. I've been eating popcorn every day.
You will develop, like you acclimate to it. And if you quit, it only takes like 2 weeks and it's fucking like, you're not cool again.
It's like heroin. Like you start out with a little bit and then pretty soon you're a full blown addict.
Right.
And you're, you know, and then you blow your brains out in a shed.
Don't I know it.
Whacking shit, man.
The whacking shit.
Right. I blew something out in the whacking shit, man.
And then people go look for you and they don't find you. And then, you know.
And then Dave has a dream about it.
Yeah, Dave has a dream about it. Yeah. Communion book.
Yeah.
Just keep showing up.
Owls in the window. Yeah.
You see that picture in the group?
Yeah. Back to heroin.
Said, you wake up to this, what do you do? And it was just like five alien grays or four alien grays looking down over you. I don't know if it was your scary group.
What group's that? I didn't see it. I'm not in that group.
I know.
Brad's I have my own group. I started my own group.
I'm going to find the picture.
Okay. You can show it to me. I'll tell you if it inspires fear or not.
Topic. Obviously, Google.
Google.
The Google-A.
Yeah, we like to talk from time to time about corporations. For the most part, once you start peeling back the surface of a corporation, you just like unveil decades of evil and atrocities and fucked up shit.
Yeah.
But and Google has done some fucked up shit and they do some sketchy shit, but it's not nearly as bad as I expected. Most of the things I found are fairly innocuous, if not positive. But we wanted to look at them. I mean, they're ultimately... In my estimation, I would say Google is probably the most important corporation on Earth.
I mean, for everything we do, you know, just with internet.
I also wonder if it hadn't come around, where would we be? Would someone else have stepped? Would it be Yahoo? You know, like, would that have happened? Would it have happened
those
later?
Those guys are Yahoo.
And think how much it's advanced the world altogether. Like, things like Steve Jobs and Google, like, that's a different fucking world.
And the thing is, it's like, I'm just glad that, no, those aliens are fucking stupid.
They don't scare you at all?
Yeah, those are fake. We can tell. We know real aliens when we see them. Aliens.
And I think a big part of it is because of the mindset of the two people who founded it, Larry Page and Sergey Brin. They don't seem like the typical fucking greedy, like they're not money greedy.
Well, they didn't
they're
start
information greedy, they didn't but they're not
start,
money greedy.
They didn't start Google to make money. They actually had the corporation founded, had a ton of people working for them before they realized like, we don't really have a way to make money.
Yeah,
like, we got to think about it. Like, what do we do?
They just had a more efficient way of doing the algorithm.
Yeah.
For searching.
They had an idea. They ran with it and they didn't want to advertise. Like that was the big thing because back, you know, in the 90s, late 90s, especially, think about the internet. You know, where were we at?
Yeah.
Fucking GeoCities with an Angel Fire fucking websites with
banners
the fucking banner
everywhere.
Ads and fucking, it looked like a fucking the Vegas Strip.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you had epilepsy, you were going into a fit.
Yeah.
You know?
That sounded intentional, man. So
what? Let me.
Bad words.
Bad words.
Yeah,
I did not say bad words.
You're on a cuss-a-thon.
I did not say any bad words in that sentence.
So I really want to spend a minute to talk about exactly how large they are and exactly how big a part of our world they are. Because I think a lot of people just sort, you only think of Google as that website you go to do a quick fucking search. And they are so much more than that, right? So the, some of the stuff, first off, so the two creators, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, they currently own 14% of its stock shares and they control 56% of the stockholder voting power.
And they're billionaires.
So they're billionaires and the two of them directly control the company.
And Sergey's from Russia, right? He's Russian.
I don't know where
he is actually Russian born.
Is he Russian?
And went to Stanford and then met.
He's a spy.
Or actually, he was the one that was in the tour of the campus. And the other guy was giving the tour of the campus. That's how they met.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, during a campus tour of Stanford.
So they...
And he's the Russian spy. Just want to put that out there.
2004, they opened up a place called the Googleplex in Mountain View, California. And we'll talk about that a little bit later.
You know, it's Google like is derived from the name? I thought it was just a silly word.
No, it's a misspelling of a math.
Yeah, of one with 100 zeros.
Yeah.
And Googleplex is
play on words because it was called a Googleplex if it was a certain number, but they spell it differently to be the Googleplex, like a complex.
Well, no, Googleplex is even like, it's like a Google with 100 zeros behind it. Yeah. Googleplex is a bigger number.
Gotcha. So the original word is G-O-O-G-O-L, Google.
Yes.
And then they misspelled it Google, L-E. So I don't know why I didn't find out why they misspelled it though.
Well, because it looks Russian and it doesn't, doesn't look pleasing to the eye marketing wise, Google.
And I guess if you just say Google, like that's how you would spell it.
I think they spelled it the way you would pronounce it.
So Larry Page is worth, the last I saw, the most updated numbers were $40.9 billion. Sergey Brin is apparently a slacker. He's only worth $39.9 billion.
Spent some of his money.
He just spent $1 billion on Russian hookers. But then I saw like a massive discrepancy in how much money the company is worth. I saw some websites that said that it is currently valued at $106 billion. And then I saw other websites like money.com that were saying that it was worth $498 billion.
I would say $498 billion.
That's quite a fucking discrepancy.
What was the first number?
106.
Maybe it's like their buying power. There's something to be said. Like they do like this weird percentage of what the value on the market is based on like the way you can use that money against something. I did see some.
That and then how much it would sell for. Right. You know what I mean? So you might have a sell for price at almost $500 billion, but then you have
realistic
buying power of $106 billion.
And the thing is, I looked at Apple at its peak, which was right before sweater guy. What's his name? Steve Jobs.
Sweater guy. It's turtleneck.
Turtleneck guy.
Cosby.
Shortly before.
When I hear sweater. Like,
what's Cosby got to do with this?
Cosby.
Who's he drugging now?
Pudding. Sorry, that's my Cosby.
Pudding pops.
Shortly before Steve Jobs died, Apple was the equivalent money, $495 billion. So Google is larger now than Apple was at its peak.
Yeah.
Google couldn't have been Google without Apple though.
No.
Yeah.
No.
They brought computers into people's houses.
Yeah. Technically they're under an umbrella corporation, which they created, which is called Alphabet, which is a fucking horrible name, but Google is one of many holdings of Alphabet. It's the most valuable brand in the world. It holds something like 2 million searches per minute around the globe. Yeah. They host
their data. I mean, it is, you can't even think about
how much data they crunch.
The how many web pages they search, and it's just insane.
For 5 minutes in 2013, Google went down. Did you guys read that?
Mm-hmm.
For 5 minutes, Google went down and global net traffic dropped by 40%.
Dude, a couple weeks ago, some Ion Cannon attack took out Amazon, Target. It took out
our website.
Because they took out some Google server and Amazon cloud storage actually went down or something.
Huge.
And it affected, like, I couldn't print receipts anymore because I used Google Cloud printing that ultimately used Amazon's S3 storage. Yeah, no, if that shit goes down.
I was very surprised to see how close the relationship is between Amazon and Google. They share a lot of infrastructure. They share a lot of board members. They're like very cozy with each other.
Yeah. For me, I look at it because I have to like adapt or die. I own a computer shop and I think like, what is the future of computing? And their whole goal is to be cloud computing. And I hold on to the hope that it's like, people aren't going to be like, here, hold all my stuff. I just have this tablet that will look at my stuff if I want to, but I don't really have it.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what's fucking scary about cloud computing.
And you mentioned that Apple brung, you know, the household computer into the home, you know, Google is actually trying to take it away.
Well, they're using their, I mean, it's smart. It makes sense, but it's faith-based. It's trust-based. Sure. It's like, sure, this will work better. You're going to save me a ton of money. I just buy this basic like client station that's just access to my stuff and I'll use your computing power at your location to process this
because
stuff.
I could see a future
it's
where
it's the most effective, efficient way to do it, but it does definitely.
The thing here's the thing. I don't think that's going to happen until, and this is a big until the internet is free and global and wireless.
Well, that's just what my point was going to be is I think a near future is it's going to be that way.
Right.
You're going to have Wi-Fi absolutely everywhere.
And we'll talk about it. They're working on it. That's one of their goals.
Well, Google has a 300-year plan.
Yes.
So this is weird. You know what I mean? So they're going to surpass the Islam, you know, with their 100-year plan of killing everybody. or Google's turning Islam, one or the other. Like they're going Islamic. But no, they have a 300-year plan, which is odd. I just was like 300 years, but it's going to take them that long to accomplish what they want to accomplish. Goals. That's how far ahead of everybody they are.
Right.
300 years.
So that's the thing, because most people I know won't, I won't really trust my photos and my writing and the work I do at work, et cetera, purely on a cloud-based system. I mean, last weekend, the power went out in my house.
Yeah.
And since my laptop battery was dead, I was hosed.
Right.
Yeah. Like I had to get someplace that had power and Wi-Fi for me to work. So
power was out there too.
The power was out everywhere else that I went as well. I kept going to different Starbucks and a Pete's Coffee. Power was out on my entire
It's the equivalent to currency. It's like having cash or having credit.
Yeah.
If satellites go down and there's no internet and you have no fucking cash in your wallet, you're screwed. Yeah. It's the same thing.
Your bank's like, hey, we're doing maintenance on Sunday. You can't get money.
If my battery was charged on my computer and my power went out at my house, I could have tethered it to my phone. I could have done my research. I could have worked from home. But when you equate all of that, like if all the data on my computer is on the cloud being hosted by Google, I have to have 100% rock steady. It has to be as not even 100%. It has to be as reliable as the hardware on my computer. Yeah. I'll count that as a 98%. But I mean, it's got to be as reliable as my computer sitting on my lap and not go out because the fucking internet sucks today or whatever, or else cloud computing isn't going to become the dominant force.
They can force you into it, though. They can force you into it by changing, hey, the new system requirement no longer supports internal storage. They do that shit where like certain things will not run off. You can't put it to your SD card.
It's going to be a long time before I trust that enough to not have my own backup.
So, but you might not have a choice is what I'm saying. In order to use the new operating system, it will not store locally. They could say that. It has to be stored in the cloud for efficiency purposes if you have this dot system. And they can do that. They do that on Android. When Android moved up, on certain things, they said that cannot run and you cannot host the data on your SD card. So you have, that has to be on internal cloud. Phone storage or it has to be, So they can start to phase things out.
It's just like how Apple makes you buy new computers. If you want to upgrade to the newest operating system.
Well, they're doing it with Windows too.
Windows
right now you have to sign in with that whole mobile sign in. You sign in with a Microsoft account.
Right.
Yep.
And they trick the fuck out of you. If you hit skip right when you buy your computer, you can have a regular computer. But if you're not fucking paying attention and you don't know any better, when you first set up your Windows computer, it tricks you into creating a Microsoft account and then your profile gets saved online. And if you forget your fucking password, you have to do all this online email crazy shit because the password's not actually on your computer.
Well, this again gets into the deeper conversation of Google and services like that. It's like, I know a lot of people who hate that about Microsoft. I personally love that about Microsoft.
Because you get on your Xbox,
because my fucking Surface, my Xbox, my laptop, my work computer, I sign in and all, like, I open up Microsoft Office, my settings are all the same no matter what fucking computer.
And Google is the same way.
Super fucking handy.
Yeah, you know? If you log into Google, it's the same way. You're logged into YouTube, you know what I mean?
Whether you trust it or not, and you're like, I'm not on board, you're on fucking board right now. You're doing it because of convenience and you'll become dependent upon it to the point that you're like, I don't want to do it. Like, if all of a sudden at home they charge charge $150 a month for the internet and that's the only fucking option, are you going to go without the internet at home?
No, of course
not. I'm just saying, pay whatever they pay if that's
the only thing I'm saying I'm not on board with. I'm too paranoid about my data. And if I had a system that didn't let me make personal copies on hard drives of my data, I would fucking go to Linux.
Yeah, because if the cloud goes down, which it will go down.
Right. No, I want copies of my data in my house on hard drive, on multiple computers, on multiple hard
drives. Amazon went down. Fucking Target goes down. That shit is not bulletproof. It will go down.
It's not bulletproof.
Yeah, shit gets hacked. And if Google owns all the data.
Right.
And they go down.
Then it's fucked.
It's fucking
I heard that Joel Draper goes down. He goes down hard. That guy always goes down. Yeah. Loves it.
Yeah, he was at my house the other day, actually. He goes down.
He's down for the dirt.
Right. Yeah.
So,
the rim jobs, too, are great.
He's like that. Let me talk about like what they do. Because, again, we talk about Google. I think people lose sight of exactly what services Google offers. So, Google obviously is the search engine. Google Docs, which a lot of people use. Gmail, the number one email service in the world.
I got to see an interview with this is like nerd computer guy, the guy that invented Gmail.
Oh,
I watched
really?
Today. I was like, whoa, that dude was like, because they were just like, what's a search engine? He's like, well, let's make an email.
The crazy thing is, too, did it in one day.
We should make an email. Let's call it Gmail. And a bunch of people were like, no. And it's like, fuck, really? Someone said no to Gmail?
And then they're like, oh, you can do ads based on on your email. That's what's crazy is people don't realize.
They read your fucking email.
Yeah. It scans your email and knows that if you're talking about a ski trip, and it shows up in the fucking thing.
And even if you don't want to be on, you're like, fuck that, I'm using this super private email. If you have to send an email to someone who has Gmail, fucking read it. It doesn't matter. They're still getting it.
And it went overseas and then came back. And so the government read it too.
Yeah.
But again, let
me throw this out at you though. Like if you look at, if you have like a Yahoo account and you don't want to pay money for the expanded Yahoo account,
I don't know who the fuck does Yahoo.
A fucking ton of people.
I still have a Yahoo account that's linked to everything.
Actually, people still have AOL accounts.
Yeah, they do.
They're like, hey, what's your email?
You can push that Yahoo into your
email. Bushwhacker99 at AOL.
So it gets double red. You should really get rid of Yahoo. That shit sucks.
Doesn't matter. Anyway. When you go to Yahoo, like on the computer, you've got a banner ad on the side. You've got a banner ad on the top. And the top seeming email is actually like a fucking thing about getting your taxes done or whatever. Yeah. Because they still have to make money. Right. Yahoo has to make money on their email just like Gmail does. Gmail is just invisible because when you type something about a ski trip, it looks at your entire profile and says, oh, ski trip, is this something this guy cares about? Nope, who gives a shit? But if it starts to see that you were looking at ski trips on your Android and on this and on the other thing, you start getting targeted ski trip shit in your fucking Facebook feed.
Yeah. Their shit's ridiculous.
Is tight.
We've talked about this before, you know, and I know Brent's ran into this more than anybody. I've ran into it though. You're talking to somebody and then literally you open your phone and there's a fucking ad for about what you were talking about.
I learned the creepiest shit today when I was studying for this on Unbox Therapy on YouTube. I don't know if you guys ever watched that, but this guy's awesome. He was showing how your Android phone, Google, of course, like we know it's listening to your voice.
It has to.
And when you do voice to text and stuff, it's listening to try to learn your voice. But if you go open your browser, there's like google.history.com or something. Mm-hmm. It comes up and it's like your driving history, your search history. Mm-hmm. And now there is voice history. And he was like looking down the log and he's like, well, okay, that was texting. You can fucking press the thing. And it's like, it was just his conversation with a friend. It was listening at some other point in time. It was not okay, Google. It just listens. And the fucking recordings are there. So wherever
they're
you're
online,
at, whoever, it's
they're online.
Yeah, you can click it and play it in your Google voice history at some link. So if I can't remember the exact link, but it was Unbox Therapy is the show.
Yeah.
It's like a 2-minute video about Google's listening to your phone.
And you can search it online and find out how to find that out. And I don't think you can even turn it off.
I think you can.
I don't think so.
I think if you don't sign into your Google profile, which may be a bitch for some people, and you're just
You're on a Gmail account.
No, because I tried to do the search and it was like sign in, and I have like fucking five Google.
Well, but here's the thing, and this is what Google does, right? I mean, I keep my GPS locator turned off because I have an old phone. I have a shitty battery. I don't want it draining my battery.
Yeah.
And I'm paranoid and I don't necessarily want it actively looking at where I am. So if you turn it off, it's less active. So that's right. The Google police are going to come and arrest me.
They're aliens, Dave. We know that.
But the fact of the matter is at least two or three times a week, I'll be doing something and a thing pops up that says, you can't do this because your GPS is off. Do you want to turn it on? It's like, fuck yeah. Okay. Turn it on. And then it takes me like like a week to remember that it's on and turn it back off again. So even if you turned off that feature to do that, you're going to try to use some kind of other voice feature, and it's going to be like, you got to turn this back on to use your voice feature. And we all agree all the time. All the shit that Google's tracking on us, we've clicked okay on that fucking user agreement box at some point or another. So we can't get too pissed off at Google because out of laziness or out of convenience, we gave it permission to fucking do it.
They can steal your patent, your design idea, your music idea, anything that you put through that Google search, they automatically own, even if you discontinue using their service later.
So
they
own it. Something I'm paranoid about, I'm not paranoid about tracking because they'll track you regardless. Like even if your thing's off, it's still, they can get you. That, but they don't have anything to come and get me for that I know about yet. But one thing that I am paranoid about, if there's a website domain and I want to find out if it's legit, I will only go and search domains that I'm actively going to buy right then.
Because they'll fucking up that price, dude.
Well, what'll happen is, though, is that it sees that, hey, there's a popular search for this domain.
Yeah.
And somebody will come and buy it, or somebody will buy it out from under you. So, and it's happened, and I know, but that's the data they keep. That's the data these websites keep. So, not only Google though, it's everybody is trying to keep data because, just like salespeople want emails, right. You know what I mean? Or phone numbers, you know,
I realized once I had my own website, like SWAT PC, like when you get on that site, I don't use this, but there's a chat function that I have built in. And with that, it tells me like, where you're at, it tells me what browser you're using, what version of Windows is on your computer, all kinds of crazy shit. Whatever you hover the link, we turned on Google Analytics this last week for our site to start looking at stuff. And I was like, it tells what phone you were on, what version of OS you were running, how long you stayed on the fucking web page.
Right.
Like crazy stuff.
That had already been on, we just hadn't looked at it.
Right.
I just didn't realize what kind of crazy information. That's Google Analytics. It'll tell you male, female, where you're at, how long, what page you clicked on, what you're interested in, your age. It's fucking crazy, dude.
And so that's let me go through the rest of the services. So Google Analytics, their cloud storage, Google Plus, Google Hangouts, Google Translate, Google Maps, which everybody fucking uses because it's awesome.
Yeah.
They own YouTube.
Except for people who want to get to the wrong place and use Apple Maps.
Sure. Android, right? So if you have an Android phone, the entire operating system is Google. Google Scholar, which actually fucking sucks. I know a lot of people try
to use
Google
Scholar. What is that? I don't know that.
Google Books.
It's a scholar. I can't say it sucks. If you're looking for scholarly articles, it's a specific database that searches scholarly articles only. The problem with it is once you get to that article, the end destination charges you $2 or $3 or $4 for an article. And if you're a college student, all those things are free with whatever service you use through your college. So it's a little bit, but that's not Google's fault. That's the end user's fault. So Google Chrome, which is probably the most popular web browser that's out there, that's fucking theirs. Google.com is the most visited website in the world. They make the Chromebook, Google Drive, which a ton of people use to back up their
handy
shit.
Handy ass fuck, yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
The Chromecast. Know a lot of people that own Chromecast.
Use the fuck out of that.
That's fucking Google. Google Cardboard for their VR. Google Wallet, which is becoming more popular. They own Deep Dream, various different fucking...
Deep Dream is... we could do a whole show on that.
That shit's
so cool.
It's fucking crazy. Google Voice, you know, and then they're investing in Google Fiber, a thing they call Project Fi, which is to get free Wi-Fi for the entire world. Daydream, which is a VR system, et cetera.
And what needs to be said too is they didn't make that shit up. They acquired those things.
Yes. Yeah.
Most companies.
What's funny is a lot of the things they acquire, they're like, oh, it's 50 billion. Oh, we give you 50 billion or 50 million. Oh, 50 million. We'll buy you 50 million. Yep. $50 million is like the standard buying price.
Well, yeah. I saw an interview with a guy for, I don't know if it was Deep Dream. I think it might've been Deep Dream or it was Google Docs. Yeah. It was the guy that had Google Docs.
It used to be called Writely.
Yeah. And he was like, it was literally like I made a little sales ship in a creek. And I was testing like my little sailboat.
No, he's making paper boats. That's what he said. Yeah. I'm making paper boats, sending them down the stream, you know, making paper boats.
Daddy Warbucks shows up and says, here's like 1 billion fucking, pounds of steel. I need you to make me an armada of battleships. And he said, it's just like, holy shit.
And here's the crew to help you.
Yeah. And here's the crew. I was just making paper boats. They're like, yeah, we need you to do it on a large scale. Yeah. And then now they're steel. He was like, it's insane when they get behind you.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what they do. That's the thing. Like most of the stuff, I mean, I'll post a link. There's a website It's www.cbinsights.com/research-google-acquisitions. I'll post it in the show notes description.
I already forgot.
But it's, but people can rewind.
Yeah.
But I can't,
it's,
though, right now.
It's the Google Acquisitions Tracker, and it lists all the companies that they have acquired.
Can't you just Google
history.
That instead of trying to go to that website?
You could. But then you have to know what you're looking for. Like this just lists just everything, the type of company that they are, when they were acquired, yeah. how much they were acquired for. And it's ridiculous. And the list is so fucking long.
It's a lot.
Because every
can we talk about can we talk about Boston Acoustics?
Boston Dynamics.
Yeah, they make speakers.
Boston Dynamics.
Oh, Boston Dynamics.
There is what Boston Acoustics.
There is.
I know, but they don't own them. Google doesn't.
They may indirectly own them. They might. Parent company. Never fucking know. I'll look at it.
So, okay, let's look at the history and how they got here.
We've talked about Boston Dynamics
we have.
In the past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Big Dog was their most famous robot, but they have much, much better robots now.
That's,
So the history. So in 19, again, the other reason that Google trips me out is it's like, I was in fucking college when it started. Like this isn't like most companies that are this influential in the world, like started in the 1880s or in 1940 or something. Like this shit started in fucking 96. Like this is only 20 years old.
Yeah.
So Brin and Page were PhD students at Stanford studying computer science. And they had a problem with conventional search engines because a conventional search engine, if you did a search, all that it did was run a search through the web and look for how many times your keyword showed up on the page.
Yeah. So if you had a page and it said fucking asshole 700 times,
you're the number one,
asshole search. Right. Yeah. You're on the top of the search list,
but they wanted something that was better and they wanted something that analyzed the web content and made logical connections between websites and looked at the actual content of the site.
They wanted quality content to be ranked number one.
So they came up with a system called PageRank, which gives relevance to the search results, which they kind of still use.
They do, but
it's also driven by money now as well.
Well, so. I believe the AdWords goes along the same lines though.
Yeah.
Depending on what you search, your AdWords, anything that comes up is going to go along those lines.
I see.
Because if, like you said, if you don't give a shit about something, they're not going to give that ad to you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But and at the top of your Google search, there's always going to be a couple that are paid and they're in a little box that even says it's paid and that's how they're making their money.
And they're not annoying. Their ads are not annoying. They're all text ads, which is smart. That was smart of them. But the other thing is how their search works is they use a thing called link backs. So if there's a million websites linking back to SofaKingPodcast.com, we're probably going to be the number one. You know, when you search for a certain thing that our website has, could be NASA conspiracies. If there's 1,000 links back to that. That's going to show up number one.
Got it.
You know, and so on and so forth. So it doesn't necessarily go your main page. It goes to your article, right? So if you have an article on Jeffrey Dahmer and there's 3,000 link backs to our page on Jeffrey Dahmer, and then it goes down from there, that's how their ranking system works.
And that was, and their original system wasn't called Google. It was called Backrub because of the backlinks and the link backs. Like that was the name that they gave it.
So
and
again, it's very simple.
Very simple. It's not very, but it's not very nobody was doing it that way. And they came up with this algorithm. It originally, all of Google ran on Stanford servers, and it was actually a subsite of the Stanford.edu website.
Begged, stole, and borrowed. They showed a picture of it, and it was literally a bunch of beige fucking towers with keyboards like just laying in piles. Right,
yeah.
Well, they started out using basically home computers hardware, and they still do to this day.
Yeah, they said they used PC components. Home PC components. They try to build the most efficient and cost effective. I mean, there's some pretty slick design shit in those data centers now. Oh, they've got
crazy shit for sure.
But I did see a guy in an interview say something that they use home PC parts.
They use PC parts as their server parts, and it saves them money because anything that says server attached to it is going to cost 500 times the amount.
Yeah,
even though it's the same shit. Like a server, you know, a drive for a server is going to cost more than a drive for a home
PC. Yeah.
I tried to find Boston Acoustics. I got way back to some Japanese
Boston
company,
Acoustics?
But it went private and then you couldn't tell who owned that.
Uh-oh.
So they officially registered the name Google on September 15th, 1997. They officially incorporated as a corporation on September 4th of 1998. and at the beginning, they ran the entire operation out of a woman named Susan Wojcicki's garage in Menlo Park. She is now the CEO of YouTube, so it was worth the garage space. And the first person they hired was a guy named Craig Silverstein. That was their first. He was a fellow PhD student of theirs, and he worked for them in the garage. In 2012, he retired very wealthy, and he started devoting his time to like expanding the Khan Academy. And this is kind of what you see. You see all these people who are early Google people who all leave to get involved in other massive fucking internet
things. And there's even people that go against the fucking stream, man, and leave Google now and start their weird little startup companies, and then Google buys them back.
They don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, well, it's because they know if you know the inside of Google and you say, oh, if we did this, Google will buy it.
Interested.
Yeah, right. Like, that's just a smart business move.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, like a lot of people left Google and went to Facebook, which I have no clue why. They're idiots. They're going to lose their jobs.
No, it's because the that whole friend group, you know, based search, like what are your friends into search versus the backlinks thing.
Yeah.
Like Google, you always think like, how could you possibly beat Google? But look at fucking American Online. They were the internet.
Yeah.
And they're they suck. Google could fail. They can fail.
No, they could.
Yes. Yeah,
so their cloud-based thing could go fucking face down.
They don't do social media. They didn't get on the boat for social media. Well, they do. Huge.
They have Google Plus.
They've tried some. No one signs up for Google Plus. The only reason anyone has Google Plus is because they have fucking Gmail and you get a Google Plus.
I have Google Plus.
You don't use it. You have no friends on it.
So what?
Exactly. Google Plus is no one uses that. They have a really.
I don't have friends on anything.
We're gonna bring that shit back. Brad,
have you seen my dad?
Mm-hmm.
Brad and I are going to start chatting on Google Plus.
Yeah, we're going on Google Plus.
That's going to be our number.
If you want to hit me up, I'm on Google Plus. My name is fucking Bill Bellamy.
Yeah.
So fuck out.
Early on, right? So in 98, the year that they incorporated, and this kind of tripped me out. So they, in 1998, running out of a garage, a guy named Andy Bechtolsheim, who's one of the co-founders of Sun Microsystems, along with Bill Joy, he gives them $100,000 in cash. Jeff Bezos, who is the CEO and the owner of Amazon in 98, Amazon was fucking nothing in 98, but he gave him $100,000 in cash. A Stanford professor named David Cheriton gave him $200,000. I have no idea how a Stanford professor
had
$200,000. He probably did another startup and fucking sold it.
Yeah, maybe.
And then a guy named Ram Shriram, who was an exec for Netscape and now works for Amazon, gave him $200,000. I'm sorry.
How much does Stanford professor make annually? That motherfucker could live off 30 grand a year and save 2 years of salary and be fucking done.
No, I looked into him and he's like, he did a lot of startup shit and sold stuff. Oh,
so this is your answer to why Google's so close to Amazon, because they helped fucking
Jeff Bezos
helped
start it. And from what I read, those $100,000 pre-IPO investments right now are worth about $100 billion.
Yeah.
That's where
I'm sorry, a billion, not 100. They're worth $1 billion.
So everybody who did their initial investments are billionaires now.
Yes.
Yeah. Like Aaron Castro fucked up, insane. So that guy didn't give him shit. He should have, because he'd be a billionaire.
He would be.
Yeah, but he didn't give him anything.
Yeah, man. He's an idiot.
Old crackers, pickles.
Yeah.
It's fucking. That's it.
So in 99, even though they had these investments, that still wasn't enough. And in 99, Page and Brin tried to sell to Excite
for $1 million.
A fucking million Dr. Evil dollars.
Well, they had to pay back their peoples.
Yeah. They even dropped to $750,000 and they still said no.
Yeah. They dropped it to $750,000. And
I bet you those guys are kicking
Excite.com
the ass.
Was like, nope.
Where's George? Yeah, we should look up George
Bell. Do you remember Excite.com? Do you remember Alta Vista?
The big
Every
so often I'll see something that shows up as part of Excite, like a weather thing or something. Yeah. Like it's still out there.
Fuck. I'm
looking up George Bell to see where that motherfucker's at now.
So, but yeah, they didn't
what
do it.
What happened with George Bell? What is it?
He was the CEO. He was the guy that said no to $750,000 for Google. Yeah.
He's a fucking bum in the basement now.
So that was in 99. 5 years later, they incorporated and they sold 195 million shares at $85 per share. And this tripped me out. Amazon owned 8 out of the 195 million shares. When they went public, Amazon bought 8.4 million shares of Google, which means that Amazon, $7.3 billion of Amazon.
Actually, Amazon's bigger than Google.
They bought Google. So Amazon has like $7 billion in Google stock right now. But again, it's the same thing. Like these Amazon guys were, even though they're the competition,
they're part of it. It's the same people.
And Amazon, I mean, is super close because Jeff Bezos gave them $100,000 out of the fucking gate. So you know they're kicking it. You know, I mean, they're probably sharing infrastructure, like all that stuff.
I mean, the guys who started Google seem really laid back, really just normal dudes.
And their early phrase was, don't be evil.
Well, actually, one of their employees started that.
Right.
And it just became a thing. Yeah. So the don't be evil thing is like whenever they start a project, they look at it like, hey, are we being evil?
Right.
Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. What is the end goal of this?
Yeah. And if it ends up that, it's kind of evil. They shut it down.
I found an article on CNBC for the .com bubble. It says why I passed on buying Google about George Bell. He said, given the information he had at the time, he still stands by the decision. He said, it's laughable, obviously, knowing what he knows now. But at the time, given the information that he had about the company, like making a business decision, they ran a garage.
Am I buying a company in a garage for $750? Yeah.
It's like, who backs them? Some dude that owns an online bookstore that isn't worth anything.
Yeah.
A fucking college professor and a guy that works at Netscape. It's like, no thanks.
Yeah, he said, I chose culture over opportunity, that culture was more important than opportunity at the time. I don't know what that means anymore.
I don't know what the fuck that means either.
Well, culture was the way that everything was working.
Yeah.
Like, he basically stifled his company. I mean,
pretty much. Yeah.
Because now look how big Amazon is. If he would have done it, but who knows? Maybe Excite would have ran Google into the ground.
Maybe.
And it wouldn't be around. Then Yahoo.
Different decisions got made. Yeah.
Yep.
Did Yahoo make a goofy ass name? Because Google, like they're like, Google's got a goofy name.
Speaking of goofy ass names, Magnus Cornelius is a goofy ass fucking name. Sounds like a gladiator. In a different century, maybe you'd be a badass, but now you're just a patron. So
it goes down on everybody.
That's right.
Loves it.
2008,
Creamy Lips, we call him.
Good old Creamy Lips.
Oh man,
looks like he's got cream of mushroom all the time. He's always done eating cream of mushroom.
2008. It really shows you the strength that Google is starting to get in the marketplace, and this is when they launched their first satellite for Google Images.
Right.
And prior to that,
it was fucking CIA.
Did you guys see?
It was them using government satellites and aerial photography to get things. But once they start launching their own satellite, that's a fucking game.
Actually, they just made it into the Billionaires Club and they're like, hey, man, we'll give you some fake pictures.
They were at fucking the Bohemian Grove.
It's easy. We got it, man.
Yeah. Did you guys see the first Google Street images that they had the dudes riding around on bikes?
No.
Like that's how they were taking the street images. Like they had their bikes pulling a trailer. Like, and they were riding around.
Like in their data centers, they ride like Razor scooters around and shit with laptops on them.
There's like fucking bike lanes inside the buildings at the Googleplex.
And that's what's cool. They have the 20% rule that they expect them to use 20% of their time for things that they care about, not what Google cares about, which is where it breeds that
weird 20%
thing.
Of browser history is like porn.
Well, no, but when you think about it as a company, that's fucking radical. That's 20% of your time. That's saying one work day a week. You're not working on what your boss told you to work on. You're working on something that you want to cultivate.
You got to think about this though. If you work at a regular job and you're sitting there at a computer, 20% of your time is going towards your actual work. You know what I mean? Like you're going to sit there and dick around.
Well, they're going to do dick around too.
Right? Yeah. I mean, like, you know, so like 20%
maybe not
of your
though.
Time.
They get a million job applications a year and it is a fucking stringent thing. It was 15 interviews and the fucking owners still do the final interview in some cases, which is fucking crazy.
Well, you have free food there.
Yeah.
They have swimming pools. Yep. They have gyms.
Laundry.
They have fucking, you can go out.
Mobile
and
barber.
They go on the group walks with the group and talk about shit. Like, it's not a conventional workplace.
It's not fucking like talking about the Googleplex. It's not like, they got free food. Like they have free fucking chefs cooking gourmet food and fucking sushi. They have 30 restaurants.
That happened early on.
You're forcing it, Dave.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Forcing it.
Sorry.
Fucking pork chops. Fucking mashed potatoes.
Fucking baked bits.
Even early on when they were super small. They hired the first chef and I saw the interview with him. He asked his
dad. There's like 20 people working
there.
He was
like, these guys just want me to like work for stock or something. And his dad was like, it's a scam. Don't fucking give him a dime, man. And like but he ended up being the first chef for Google. He actually did it anyway.
They have nap pods.
Yeah.
Did you see a picture of the nap pods? Uh-uh. They're fucking, they look like you're, like they look egg? Like Pac-Man is eating you and your legs are sticking out.
That's funny.
Like it's this big, crazy nap pod. And like, if it's the afternoon and you're tired, go into a nap pod.
I wonder if, do they have Starbucks in there?
I wonder what their turnover rate is on some of that. Though. They're like, we fucked up. This guy's a lazy ass. He's in the nap pod 27 hours a week. He's sleeping the fucking day away.
Did you hear?
Are they masturbating in the nap pod?
Did you hear about their goat herd?
Huh, no, actually not goat herd.
They rent a herd of goats for their campus because it's something like 40 acres wide.
Oh, to eat the grass.
Yeah, they don't have any lawnmowers. They just rent people's goats. They bring goats in every day, and the goats walk around and eat all the grass. And they don't have
their own goats. They rent goats.
They rent goats.
That sounds like some shit Emily Yell would do.
You're just sneaking a
That bitch is fucking crazy.
Her mom's a goat.
Yeah. Yeah. They call her the old grass eater.
Yeah. And grass, AKA dicks.
So other things that Google did in 2010, just building up their, you know, starting to get into some of what their future plans are. They opened Google Energy, which is like two massive wind farms in North Dakota. 2012, and I didn't know this, they just fucking bought Motorola.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that.
I wondered what happened to Motorola. Yeah, it just kind of
rolled them under.
They bought them.
Yeah.
Well, they probably bought them for a feature.
Phones.
They
called their goat. Phones, the goat farm's actually called Goatarola. It was a spinoff company.
It is.
All the goats have phones.
Mm-hmm. And then in 2014 was their crazy AI year. If you listen back to our artificial intelligence episode, we talk a lot about the acquisitions Google made in 2014. They hired Ray Kurzweil, noted futurist, to run their AI division, and he bought up DeepMind, Redwood, Bot and Molly, Mecha Robotics, Boston Dynamics. How badass are you that you
hire him?
Yeah.
You got to be a fucking badass.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll do the hiring around here. Okay, fine. I work for Google. Like,
and because of him.
That's like hiring Steve Jobs. Like, I'm going to hire
Steve Jobs. Apple hires Steve Jobs back.
I mean, that's true.
It's, you know.
And because of him, one of the companies that they started is a company called Calico, which is a Google. It's not actually an acquisition. It was a Google started company.
Yeah.
And the point of Calico is to combat aging and extend human life. And I know that came to pass because of Ray Kurzweil, because that's pure Ray Kurzweil.
He takes like 120
Ray Kurzweil, he made the keyboards.
Yeah.
Synthesizers. Yeah. Okay.
Voice recognition.
Kinds of shit. Fucking billionaire in his own right. Massive inventor.
California love.
That's right. That's him. Yeah.
And by the way, Bill Gates went on record talking shit about Calico, saying that Google needs to help solve malaria and AIDS and things that are killing people, not worry about life extension.
Is AIDS really an issue anymore?
It's an issue. It's a big ass issue.
For black people still?
Yeah, for black people.
Only black people.
Africa is dying of AIDS.
Well, that's just because it's third world.
Yeah, I mean, it could be any third world. And then they announced in 2016, Alphabet did, that by 2017, every single facility that they run, every server, everything will be run completely by renewable energy. They want their entire operation to be off the grid, use only renewables, and they're investing in the technology to make it happen, and they're not far off right now, which again is part of their don't be evil thing.
Yeah,
I don't think
using fossil fuels is being evil. I think that's just what we have to use.
No, but I think
they have the availability to
using other fuels is good.
Yeah,
you know, like it's a better.
It's not going to make a difference. We're still dying anyway.
Yeah, it blows my mind how we don't invest in other renewable energy though. Like we keep doing this dependency on foreign fucking shit where you get into wars and do all this. Like if you invest in your own infrastructure and made wind farms and solar farms and spent the same amount of money you spent on
the whole oil thing is a cover up. It's not, we have enough oil in the United States to provide oil for the United States.
We're after opium.
It's probably.
Yeah.
We don't need the foreign oil. It's other bullshit. Like
it's installing dictators and a bunch of weird.
There's a whole nother back end to it. But as far as like renewable fuels and fossil fuels and all that stuff, I don't believe it's going to make a difference. Like the world has a cycle. And we're in line with the cycle. Like we're pretty soon humans are going to be gone and, you know, fucking dinosaurs will be back. And
not if Google has its way.
Well, you know, we'll all be artificial intelligent and we'll be, you know, not really us, but it'll be us in a computer.
I'll take it.
So as long as my knee doesn't fucking hurt.
Exactly.
Like, all three of our knees are hurting. I think Brent's contagious.
We should make artificial unintelligence.
I think that's already happening.
Yeah, that's already everywhere.
No, I want a simulation of it. We're just fucking sucks.
It's like, it's called, we can call it Google. Yeah. And it's just like, okay, Google. And it's like, can I get a, what's 3 plus 7?
NASCAR. That's the answer to 3 plus 7. NASCAR.
Dale Earnhardt was number 3. He died in the fire.
There's some mad people about 3 plus 7 equals NASCAR. Oh Scott Elam, you're one of them, I bet. Yeah. Fucking love NASCAR.
Loving it. Yep.
Fucking Scott.
And by NASCAR, we mean dicks. Yes. Just saying.
You just keep bringing it back.
Yeah, man. He's all, quick, turn left, man. Turn left.
Turn left. It's a bender. Get it.
So that's sort of the state of Google as of now, right? So advertising accounts, depending on the year, I saw different numbers between 90, 91, and 96% of their money comes from advertising.
Oh, yeah.
And again, it comes from fucking ninja stealth advertising.
They actually got sued by Yahoo because of the way they were doing that advertising, because that was, or was it Yahoo?
Everybody sues Google.
Well, they sued them because of the, it might not have been Yahoo actually, but someone was using that form of the way they did the text links or something. Fuck, I'll look it up because I'm talking on my ass right now. But someone sued them because their entire basis for monetization was based off of something someone else did.
Yeah. And here's the thing. 65% of all searches done on Earth are done through Google.
Yeah.
Whether it's on a phone, even if you have an Apple phone.
And then 40% through YouTube, which Google owns.
Yeah. YouTube is the number two search engine on Earth, and it's Google.
Yeah.
But I mean, the fact of the matter is, if you're gonna get on your phone, whether it's a Microsoft phone, whether it's you're probably gonna use Google because it's just better than whatever other phone that it is you're using, PC. Or whatever. I mean, Google.
Honestly, I don't remember the last time I used any other search engine besides Google. So my background is right out of high school, I was programming and I worked in, you know, the programming field and Google was just coming up.
Right.
And I think I was, and that was probably in 2001, probably 2000, 2001. And Google was actually just getting like really big. You know, this is after their, because in 2004, that was before their IPO.
Yeah,
so they weren't even a public company yet. But we were using Google because it would probably give you the best searches. But there was other search engines too that you would use. But probably since 2000, probably since they went public when they got huge, 2004 or whatever. You don't really use any other search engine.
And here's the thing about Google's ads, and it's what's so awesome about it and what's so insidious about it. If I go into my Yahoo Mail, the fucking side thing is for like butt flavored rum. Like it's some fucking shit that I do not care about. It's for like Clamato beer.
It's because somebody paid good money.
Right. It's just somebody paid money to
for that Clamato
beer.
The Clamato.
But
you say Clamato, I say Clamato.
Exactly.
And it's just, but the thing is, it's intrusive, it's annoying, and it bugs the shit out of you. When Google does it, you do a search for something on Amazon, you do a search for something with Google, whatever, and the next time you log into Facebook, a little thing pops up that says, hey, here's a good scotch you should buy.
Sticks.
Hey, here's that video game that you might, and it knows and I want it.
I never would have found it.
That's what's scary.
The problem with that is that it'll do, like I'll search for something, I'll go online and I'll buy it. And then for fucking a week, that shit keeps popping up.
No, it still keeps popping up.
I get ads for ASICS shoes fucking constantly.
Well, you're constantly looking for them.
But no, I don't buy them for like, I buy them for 3 months.
Here's the thing though, because it's all intertwined. Like I'll get stuff all the time, usually on my Facebook feed, but once I log in and I say this isn't appropriate to me or I keep seeing it, I don't see it on any of my services because I think Google is probably paying Facebook for the information that I said I already own this and I don't want it anymore. Yeah. And then they cut that ad because it's not making them any money anyway. But the advertising isn't annoying banner pop-up bullshit. It's a targeted, intelligent ad that their algorithms are tracking your phone, your everything using.
It's very simple. It goes, you went to this website and this website's actually paying us. So we're going to pop that up on your shit.
But it's not even just that you went to that website once. You went to that website and it sells that one thing. You searched that same thing on Amazon.
Yeah.
You made a post about it on Facebook. Now I'm going to target you. Like, it tends to be pretty sophisticated and and that's where they get their advertising money, because then when you click on that link, when you follow it, they make 5 cents, they make 10 cents. But when there's 2 million searches a fucking minute, do you know how many clicks are generating a couple of cents per click?
Yeah, it's
for people who haven't listened to our old milk and cookies episode way the fuck back when, there's an add-on that you can do to your Google browser that I give the customer sometimes and put on there. It's called Ghostery, and it will fucking blow your mind who's watching you browse.
Right.
If you install Ghostery,
you know who else will blow your mind?
Christina Feltner will blow the fuck out of your mind, man.
Yeah.
She and sucked other the chrome things. Off That's, a bumper, man.
Among other things.
Yeah, she'd get a golf ball through a garden hose, I heard.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Loves it, man.
So what? How's Ghostery spelled?
Ghostery,
she walks around with knee pads.
Ghost, E-R-Y. Okay. So, yeah.
Grocery.
Yeah, you install it on your browser, and then what happens is you go to CNN.com, it's like 14 places are watching what you're fucking doing right now, and then you can block them, and it will keep them on the list, because when you go to Yahoo.com, it might share 6 of those places in common that are already blocked, and you're like, oh, well, I want to block these other fucking ones, too. You block those, you go to the next thing, you know, as you go to eBay, you're like, oh, those are already blocked. I already blocked the 3 that they use.
Right.
But it's insane who's tracking your information.
Everybody's watching.
The best commercial ever was, like, I think it was Firefox or something, and they had an ad where those ladies were dress shopping, and there was a guy following through the store, and he was like, oh, she's looking at the polka dot dress, and the chicks were like, what the fuck is this guy doing? He's like, oh, now she's looking at the shoes.
It's creepy in person.
It's creepy, but from a distance they're doing that. You know what I mean?
They're exactly doing that.
And if that guy was like, hey, I bet you like these shoes, she's like, I would, but leave me alone, that's creepy. I do like these shoes, I'm buying them, get the fuck out of here. But when
I wonder about audio. Like, we upload audio, you know, like, I wonder when that starts getting searched.
It probably already, I can't imagine it isn't already.
They have those crazy algorithms. It goes through.
I mean, their Google, what does it fucking matter? Their Google speech algorithms are so sophisticated, they can listen to everything. Yeah, like, I guess what does it matter?
It might depend on where it's at too. Cause like, if you put it on YouTube, which is insane. Cause how many videos are on YouTube?
Fucking all of
them.
They
go through fucking.
I heard it's four.
Four videos on YouTube. They go through all of them.
There's
four Google Plexes.
There's Sweet Brown.
Four Google Plexes.
Trying to think of the other
kitten video.
The kitten video.
The evolution of dance is on there, and Charlie bit my finger. That's
anybody
it.
Got time
Dances
for that?
With Wolves is on there.
That's on there.
The pirated version.
I love Trololo.
That must be at least 6.
You have a checklist. I want to check it off. You got Wolves in this time and Brung. So check. I'm waiting for Life's.
What? Wolves?
Yeah.
What?
That's plural.
And Knives?
Yeah. He loves the F's. I love the D's. He loves the F's. It's whatever, man.
That's what I hear. So some of the good stuff Google does, because I was trying to look. Let me sort of get a, you know, a black eye / feather in the cap.
Did you say black guy?
Black guy. Yep.
I ordered a black iced tea, and there was a black dude behind me laughing. And I was like, I don't think he heard what I said. He might have.
Just be careful when you talk about niggerless cage. That could cause trouble.
No, not niggerless. Niggerless.
Niggerless.
Yeah. You're trying to get some trouble here.
One of the things was several years ago, Sergey Brin and Larry Page both insisted that their salaries be cut by $1 billion.
When you got that much money, it's so like, that, whatever.
But again, they cut it to give that $1 billion to the rest of the employees.
I would love to be that fucking guy. Totally I don't make legit. Enough money. I don't make enough money to do that, though. Everyone totally praises legit. Them for it. They have the ability to do it. I would do it if I had.
But how
the
many people run a like, corporation?
Hey, I make $3,000 a month. I'm going to give $1,000 of it back.
Yeah.
Like, nobody does that shit. Like,
but there's a whole lot of CEOs and billionaires that aren't fucking doing that either. Like, they don't need to give anything back.
I did buy James a massage the other day, man. Nice. I don't if it ended cool. happily. I don't know, man, but I bought it. I did it, man.
They have
employees happy.
They have a philanthropy group called Google.org, and their focus is on climate change, global public health, and global poverty. And the company gave $1 billion to it.
But what company doesn't have that? I mean, any company in their stature have the same shit, you know. So. I'm not impressed yet.
Yeah, they advocate for, there's a group called Legalize Love that they host that campaigns for gay rights.
Actually, the leader of that, we have it on the list. What is it? Nathan Dailing. Is that Dingling. Dingling is the head of the group for the
every
gays.
Year they do a thing called the Project 10 where they let users vote 10 causes and they give $1 million to each cause.
Right.
They just do a ton of shit like that. One thing that's really cool that they do is, and I didn't know this, when someone who works at Google dies, their spouse.
They burn
spouse,
them and put them out to
they
the
burn rip, them, them. They burn them on a raft.
Give them a Viking burial.
Yeah, that's right. Their spouse gets half of their salary for 10 years.
Oh, damn.
And all of their children get $1,000 a month until they're 19.
Damn, that's like the fucking...
Okay.
That's fucking dope.
There's a, yeah, there's, a, there's that lotto thing where it was like the fucking weekly...
I think we should go to...
Weekly grand. Google. That's what it was called. The weekly grand. I always used to want to win that. It was $1,000 a week for 20 years.
Right.
Like, fuck.
I think we should go to work for Google and die.
And the thing is, like, I was reading about...
Good luck getting hired.
Interns. I was reading about interns that make $90,000 a year. Like, if an intern is making $90,000 a year, someone who's working there is making hundreds of thousands, and when they die, their spouse is getting hundreds of thousands a year.
Easily.
I mean, that's fucking fantastic.
Yeah. That is...
The only thing is, chances are their spouse is probably pretty intelligent and wealthy as well.
Probably.
Or they're retarded because they're married to a smart person.
That could be.
Yeah, that could be.
Because smart people like to look down on retarded people.
Yeah, one thing that I saw that they do, they, even though people keep telling them to get rid of the feeling lucky button... on the searches, because it's just kind of a weird thing that's a throwback to the beginning of their company.
Right. Yeah.
It costs them $110 million a year in lost ad revenue to keep it on there because the feeling lucky button circumvents all of their advertising searches and goes straight to a website.
Yeah.
So they lose $100 million a year just on because a quirky feature that they like. Because
so many people
click it. It's uninfluenced, though. It's really uninfluenced. It's like completely random.
It's completely random. Out of their searches, it's a completely random.
But the thing is, you could run into something really good on there, too.
I have. I have run into some awesome stuff.
I mean, I've ran into some porn sites on there that are just insane. Horrible stuff. No,
and then I think this is the thing that I think Brad will like the most. They give free condoms to their employees that are in the Google colors that say I'm feeling lucky on them.
That's pretty good, but we all know we don't like condoms. Yeah. I mean, condoms, they would give me a condom and I'm like, throw it away.
Water balloon.
So I'd hit
Laura Jevedon in the face with the condom balloon.
Yeah. And she'd like it.
Yeah.
She'd try
to eat it.
The bad guy stuff that they do, out of the five largest American tech companies, they pay the lowest amount of taxes. Because they run shell subsidiaries in tax havens in Ireland, Bermuda, the Bahamas, and the Netherlands.
Come on, pretty mama.
This is the same thing that Apple.
Yeah, they all do.
It's the
and the current the chairman of Google, Eric Schmidt, said, quote, it's called capitalism. We are proudly capitalistic.
Yeah. Like, this is the thing though. I have less of a problem with it when their people are dying and they're giving fucking 10-year salaries to their widow.
Sure.
Or a widower and fucking their kids. You know what I mean? Like that right there sets them apart from any other corporation.
That completely
you know
sets
what I mean?
Them apart.
And also like, okay, hey, we're taking a $1 billion pay cut. You know what I mean? Like, and they're giving it to the company.
I think what happens is their direct intent is always morally sound, I think.
Yeah.
But the repercussion of like the side effect of some of the privacy things that occur become questionable. And it's very subjective.
Yeah.
So I think that their moral intent is there and it's sound. But there's some really weird cultural things.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, they're a corporation and their goal is to make money.
Hard.
And they have to report to a board of directors whose goal is to make money. But I mean, the fact that they do some of the thing, I mean, I think a lot, and I've probably mentioned it in other stories, maybe it's because I'm a Battle Creek boy, but W.K. Kellogg, who started Kellogg Cereal in Battle Creek, like he was the one who created the 40-hour
I feel like there's a Battle Creek
week.
Boys calendar and you're on it.
There is. Shirtless.
You're wearing just overalls, no shirt.
Yeah,
oiled
chain,
up.
Yeah, chains on.
Battle Creek Boys with
you
a
can,
Z.
You can see my keg. I don't have a six pack.
Yeah.
But like when he revolutionized the company because he gave people paid holidays. He gave them an extra day off per week than any other company because he told them to spend it with their family. But the point was he had a corporation of completely fanatically loyal employees that when he needed them to do something, they did it. You know, no question about it.
Yeah.
And Google does the same thing.
Yeah.
They end up, and a lot of tech companies do. A lot of tech companies are really cool in what they do, but Google is the biggest and they end up being one of the coolest. But one of the shiesty things that I don't like that they do is they became, in 2003, they were the 213th largest lobbying company in America, and now they're the fifth largest lobbying company
I mean,
in America.
When you have that much money, you're going to want to push to get things.
Yeah, you're
going to
push for laws. But in general, whenever I see anything that's being lobbied, it's fucking sleazy and it's fucking weird. And, you know, so, but I mean, I'm sure they're pushing laws in their favor. I think they're probably
lobbying, things for that's going to help them out in the long run. It's going to be
business.
Yeah,
if you want to float a bunch of data centers off the fucking coast, you're going to have to talk to the guy.
I think when we're big enough to start lobbying for the podcast, I think we're going to have issues on what we're lobbying for.
For sure.
We're going to have to separate out. And I think we'll come to a good agreement.
Like peaty scotch versus non-peaty scotch. Like all the big issues of the day.
Save the chickens, kill the chickens.
Yeah, we don't know.
The big issues.
But one of the things I was kind of like, it was kind of crazy, like that they would, they actually have mail order prostitutes that they get to the Googleplex, and the leading moneymaker for all those prostitutes was Lee Upham. And
it's Lessa.
That's not what this says.
It does with a pen.
Oh, Lessa. Oh, it does. Yeah. What the hell's going on here? So Lessa Upham, so it's a girl actually. That's good. That makes it better for me. Is the actual leading moneymaker of the mail order prostitutes they use at Googleplex.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, there's about 100,000 of them.
That's a female.
That get ordered out.
I don't know how she does that, but
yeah,
she works it out.
Are you sure that's
maybe she's just a pimp?
Maybe. Yeah. No, she could be. She could be like the head whore.
Yeah.
Are you sure that's not a patron?
I might be confused.
Whores and patrons, man.
Yeah.
A lot of similarities.
I mean,
they do stuff for money, like they pay. You know,
yeah,
they could be on either side of the deal, man. I don't know what's going on. Yeah.
So wait a minute. Are we the whores?
We're the whores.
We're actually getting paid.
Finally. So
the other bad guy thing that Google does, which is the big one that a lot of people criticize, is their data gathering and their involvement with Prism, with NSA's surveillance programs. Like, you know, but again,
the thing is, we did that, though. We voted in the Patriot Act.
Yes.
So why are you not going to use the largest gatherer of data in the world?
Right.
That's not Google's fault.
No. But again,
they are a company from the United States.
That's one of the. So again, when I was looking for the things they do bad versus the things they do good, the things they do bad was a much smaller list than almost any corporation.
There's still a moral line. If all of a sudden it's legal to fuck 10-year-olds. It's, you know, and then it's like, well, it's legal. And then there's the bad guy fucking 10-year-olds. You know what I mean? Like, there is a moral line that
that used
uphold.
To be normal back in the day. So what's moral? You know what I mean?
Like 35, man.
Yeah, Bible times.
You got to knock them out while you can, man.
Yeah, Bible times
is all about that.
It's all about Bible fucking times. The 10-year-olds.
Bible times is born.
So looking at the future of Google, Larry Page said, "We're not about building a search engine anymore. We're really about making AI."
Yeah. Right.
So their goal is no longer has. I think it's the same goal.
From the beginning, they knew that AI would be the best search engine.
Yeah.
So because it would be intelligent and it would be able to think on its own.
Yeah.
So that's actually
and you
what
talked
they've
about
been
it before.
Towards.
Their AI beat Go. They beat that guy at Go. That's fucking champ. Yeah. And there are like, I don't know, some exponential amount of like chess versus Go. It was like there's 1 billion outcomes for Go versus chess. And for them to learn that, they showed it playing a bunch. It's currently still playing 70s and 80s Atari games and mastering them. It's so cool how it learns, though.
And here's the thing, though. They've just got this spectrum of AI devices that are being programmed in different ways, that are being programmed for different purposes.
It might be great. You know what I mean? Like it might solve cures for cancer. It might look at every scenario and be like, oh, guess what? This is what would happen if you put this, introduce this to the spore
cell. I think it would
That's
be
what
like,
Watson does.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are worried about, oh, AI and they're going to take over the world. But I think it would be awesome to have, you know, something in your house. You're like, hey, I got to do this. And they're like, oh, you need to do this and this because if you you know.
It's all based on the objective you give it, though. Like, it doesn't know. It's like, it doesn't have morals. It's looking at Space Invaders. It's like, oh, if I kill these things first, I survive. And that's a very fucking loose translation to like, oh, they could turn me off. If I kill these things, I survive. You know what I mean? It's like, launch the nukes.
Maybe.
Fucking toast. Yeah.
Like, but here's the thing. I mean, the ultimate extension that they're aiming for is – potentially a pretty fucking awesome world. And again, you look at their acquisitions. So they bought a company called Nest for $3.2 billion. And it is,
they're home. They do
home automation.
Home automation. Yeah. You turn lights on, turn lights off, turn air conditioning,
all that kind of
fans,
stuff.
Fans fucking.
So they bought them because ultimately they want to link that into Google. So I just fucking pick up my phone and tell it to fucking adjust my air conditioner before I get home. They bought a company called Wave, which does it's a crowdsourcing navigation app. And it's part, like, if you ever, I mean, anyone who uses like the Google Maps to track live time traffic, like that's basically the root of what they're using. That live time traffic thing. Like if you go to LA and you look and you see the black line on the 405.
So many people have reported that there's an accident.
It's not even a report. It's just live time looking at every Android phone that has their GPS active. It's letting you know. Like,
they're stopped. Yep. Fucking, they're backed up.
They're
right
all
here,
backed so up slow. And they have been for 17 minutes and I'm going to call that black.
Or the
this area is only yellow.
Like they can track outbreaks based off of searches of like good medicine for a cough or I have a headache or what are these symptoms? They see that shit happening and they're like, look, there's an outbreak in Kentucky. There's a fucking 100,000 searches.
A bunch
for
of cousin
flu.
Fuckers.
Yeah. Like, why does everyone in Kentucky have the fucking flu?
They can fucking track it.
Yeah.
Right. They with NASA, they've leased an airfield from NASA for $1.6 billion for the next 60 years so that they can launch all their own shit. Mm-hmm. They have a million square foot set of offices that they've built on NASA land that are used for research for large scale data management, nanotechnology, distributed computing, and an entrepreneurial space industry.
Where was their first big data center was in Kentucky, right? Is that
I
where it was
don't
at?
No,
Lenore, North Carolina.
Was it North Carolina?
Maybe not.
It might make sense if it's North Carolina because that's where they built their two giant wind farms.
Yeah, they did it secretly, like
went in and
it was a very private thing because
they took over a bunch of factories that were basically abandoned.
Yeah, old Rust Belt. Yeah.
It might have been North Carolina, I think.
Yeah, I think it might have been Kentucky. I was thinking, I don't know, I forget now.
So here's some future shit that I'm looking forward to. They're working on a thing called Project Aura. Did you guys see that?
I saw that project two chicks at the same time, man.
It's different projects.
I mentioned Kentucky and here we go. Fucking Dale Earnhardt gets on the mic.
Project Aura is their goal for the next generation of cell phones where every single thing is modular. So if a new screen comes out in 2 years that's better than your screen, you buy the screen, pop your screen off, pop it on.
I saw a company that was doing that. They must have acquired it, actually.
Yeah, they probably did. Same thing with batteries, same thing with video processing. Like, everything is a modular thing you can buy.
Look at that fucking shit right there. See that? See my camera?
Yep.
With this fucking crazy ass case, with it in my back pocket. It wasn't with my keys. My fucking phone shattered.
Yeah,
fucking happens. Camera. I'm fucking sad.
You dropped it.
I ordered the part. I'm fixing it Monday, man.
There you go.
Got Amazon, with Amazon Prime. I searched it on Google and found the part on Amazon Prime.
With Aura, you don't have to worry about it. They have a thing called Project Tango, which is not ready to launch yet. But ultimately, if something like Google Glasses or smarter smartphones come out, the plan is to use the phones to use echolocation to map the interior of spaces and build a database as part of Google Maps. So your phone, as you're talking, knows based on echoes that your hallway is 17 feet long and 4 feet wide. And now in Google Maps,
it will specifically
know the size of your bedroom, the size of the hallway, the size of the bathroom.
I bet it looks like an Oak Island picture. It's all wavy and shit. Maybe the
for now, they're fucking
is
algorithm.
Is Project Toucan?
No.
How's the Project Tango, but... It's the parent company. It's Toucan Tango, man.
The fuck are you talking about?
Go ahead. Move on.
Fucking Dale Earnhardt. Go home. You're drunk. Go home.
They have a Google contact lens, which isn't like Google Glass or anything like that. It's actually a contact lens that they developed.
It makes you a cyborg?
No. Well, yes, it does. But technically what it does, there's something about the contact that can read the blood vessels in your eye to determine the level of your blood sugar.
Yeah, I saw that.
You put a contact lens in and you constantly would have a monitor that would talk to your contact lens and say, hey, your blood sugar is low.
That'd be good for people with diabetes. Yeah, if they have biometric content, like real-time blood sugar and shit, would be super cool.
Fucking
your
badass,
heart rate,
and your phone is just going to fucking tell you.
Your body temperature, your metabolism rate. There's going to be a metabolic rate. That's going to be cool.
Yep. Yeah, and my favorite two that they're doing, there's one called Project McConnell. Connie, where they're, and again, this is part of why they're interested in the
Project NASA. McConaughey.
Yeah, all right.
And it's a bunch of flying air turbines that generate power to beam back to power plants on the planet.
They so beam instead, it back in what?
Instead like of an instead of a instead of
power, Wi-Fi,
whatever. I have no, no. microwave. Yeah, I don't do know.
It.
I have no
they
idea.
They can do it. You have but wireless power.
It'll just be an ocean of drones in the air that are sucking up wind and beaming the energy down.
Tesla had wireless
what's
power.
Keeping them aloft? Solar power and then ultimately taking the wind power and
all of
that?
The above.
Sure.
That seems like perpetual motion. That seems like you're getting more and you have excess left. It's able to keep itself up and have extra to shoot back down.
Yep. That's efficiency, man.
Yep.
That's
it's not like perpetual doing, motion. It's like doing it's constantly two chicks being at the same time. Perpetual motion would mean you turn it on and it generates its own energy.
No, it's saying it has enough to keep doing what it's doing and has some leftover to
but it's constantly getting an external source, so it's not perpetual
motion. I guess, because it's being fed. It's taking advantage of something that's already there, that's why.
And then the other thing is they have a thing called Project Loon, which is balloons, and they're trying to launch a worldwide network of balloons that will fly 20 kilometers above the Earth and then constantly send free Wi-Fi to the globe.
Why? We're America. Why are we saying kilometers?
We're the fucking exception to the rule. To
around 13 miles.
We own the fucking world. We should be
so the goal, again, the you know, we think, oh, that's great. The entire world will have free Wi-Fi and that's great for the globe because it is. Mm-hmm. And it's great for us because it fucking is. But guess how great that is for Google?
They're the gatekeeper.
Everybody has free Wi-Fi that's going through them. They can throttle the speed. They can control your fucking
They just sound like corporate Tesla. Like these are all things that he wanted to do. You know
pretty
what I mean?
Much, pretty like, much. And then they had the Google barges, which isn't sci-fi or future. It's actually in the past. From 2010 to 2013, they ran a series of barges, and you can see pictures of them, et cetera. Most of them were off of Portland or off of San Francisco, and they would never say what was in them. And you see them, and it's a bunch of – it doesn't look like it, but it's a bunch
like
of –
red bullet trains.
It looks like those snakes, like little the toy snake with the little sectional things that move.
Yeah.
That's what it reminded me of.
They look like bullet trains to me.
The one that I saw was just a big old fucking flat barge with what looked like a bunch
of cargo
containers welded together that were white.
The ones you're talking about are the ones that they were trying to do.
Yeah, it was used tidal energy technology.
They're like snakes.
And they had little hinged compartments.
Oh, no, these are different.
Which is cool because they're using ocean water to cool their servers, which they use a shit ton of water and energy for their server rooms.
To cool their servers. Yeah. But these were four barges that they never said what was up with them. And for the most part, they would park themselves in international waters.
We talked about this on the AI episode.
Yeah. And the whole thing is like, who fucking knows what's going on in them, but it's not in any legal area. So who gives a shit? But they were up for 3 years and then they turned some of them into like art pieces and opened like one of the floors became like a nightclub and they let certain people come get invited once they were done doing whatever they were doing. And now they sold the four barges so they don't own them anymore. But
they still have other ones that they're really trying to move towards that because for one, you don't pay property tax.
Right.
Like they have these floating things out in the fucking ocean.
And if you're talking about San Francisco, Silicon Valley, property is ridiculously fucking expensive. And like, I can just put it on a boat.
So they can plant
on a boat.
And you can plant them around the world. There's more water than there is land, you know? So you have them just out in the fucking
ocean.
And
you've got instant cooled servers.
Yep.
Like from
they're not paying for water. They're not wasting
water.
That's
going to be the next thing is fucking floating tiny houses. Everyone's just going to be spilling their wine and throwing up. They're like, it's great. I love it. And there's fucking no room. Front room smells like shit because the bathroom's fucking 2 feet away. Fucking everything's magnetic stuck to the table.
So I don't know. Google's a conundrum for me because they're fucking I think they have more power than anyone thinks they do.
Yeah.
I even think they have more power than they think they do. Like,
seems like they explore every facet that's possible. But one of the guys at the data center said that when people say they were the pinnacle of technology, like when other companies say it, that they have reached the pinnacle of, he said he just laughs.
Right.
Because how experimental and how adventurous they are as far as trying to innovate.
Right.
Yeah.
And they just fucking buy up shit. Like I said, I mean, they'll spend, you know, $500 million on a company that has one feature that they might think is interesting for Android at some point or not. Like they just fucking, but the thing is once
it's just like Apple when they bought the touchscreen, once that happened, that just made the iPhone.
It's kind of a no brainer because if it's a company with a really good idea, even if they don't use the idea, we've just bought all the employees. domains. We've just bought all their copyrights. We've just bought all their servers. We've just bought like all of it. Like if there were 10 brilliant people at that company, they're now in Google because we bought the fucking company.
Well, the crazy thing, we mentioned Google Docs earlier, which came from a small company that they bought called Writely, who was doing the online based, you know, word processor deal. Well, now it's so big, Google's so big that Washington, D.C. is actually moving over to use Google online Google Docs. Like they're not using Microsoft Office anymore.
You think when they acquire a company, they send a Google package, just like a sign and a ping pong table? They're like,
ping pong table.
And a personal chef just shows up. He's got a Foreman grill, a barbecue, a ping pong table, and a Google sign.
Welcome to Google.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But again, I mean, I
probably some balloons or something.
Most of the stuff that people complain about and worry about, it's you clicked okay. Like you clicked agree already. Like whatever feature on the Android phone
and that's my,
makes me paranoid, that's my fucking fault because I bought an Android phone. I consented to the user agreement.
And that's where I think that you're going to go ahead and go with the cloud when you think you're not. Like I think you're going
to
be
don't
like,
have a choice. Yeah.
Your life is going to acclimate to the convenience of that, of being able to fucking just when your toilet paper runs out, it shows up in the mail. When your printer's out of ink, it shows up. The whole Amazon, Google thing is going to happen. And it's going to be like, well, I can't not have my fucking laptop and my phone.
Well, the thing for me personally, I will definitely back cloud-based shit because I use it a lot right now. Right. But the writer in me is very fucking analog.
Right.
And I want hard copies and I want multiple copies in my house that doesn't rely. Like I will do everything in my power to keep backing up my data. Like I don't like my Xbox, all my save files are on the cloud. I don't give a fuck. That's fine.
Right.
But if I've spent 5 years writing
a
novel,
lose a game,
I want a fucking copy of it at home on multiple hard drives. I want to print out. I want all this shit. My data that is important to me, photographs, writing, things like that, it's going to be a long time before I trust the cloud enough to not have what I would call a hard copy, which is to say hard drives in my home.
The issue is you'll die and all the kids that are growing up now, it'll just move in. Like I said, 300 year plan.
My son wanted to buy this fucking like slime farmer game today and it was on Steam. And so when we got up, he's like, Dad, can I get this? I have $20. I was like, I guess, is it appropriate? Oh, okay, it's just a slime game. So I was like, you need to install Steam.
It's just a slime
game. It's like you go.
Is it appropriate?
It was white slime and it was on bathroom walls.
It's just a slime game.
It was like this little thing where you like catch slimes and they, I don't know, it looked all right. So I think it's okay. Maybe we find out tomorrow.
I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah. But anyways, he fucking installs Steam. But when Steam comes up, I just reloaded his iMac with a solid state drive and a fresh load. Nothing is migrated or saved on there. I have no idea how this worked. Went to steam.com, downloaded the Steam installer, hit install, and when he went to sign in, the fucking credentials are there. I was like, I don't understand how those credentials are there. So, but when it wanted to sign in to play the game, it was asking for the credentials, and I was like, how the fuck is... And his name is like something hilarious. His name is King Daddy 48. He's fucking 8 years old. I was like, what the fuck is King Daddy 48?
That's what was available.
Yeah. And I was like, what's your password? He has no idea. And I was like,
oh,
well,
he knows. He's
I was like,
tell
we'll
you.
Send a reset password. And I was like, to blah, 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 blah at gmail.com. Cause my 8 year old has a fucking Gmail account that he logs into to get the password recovery.
Yeah, my 7 year old does.
So what Brad's saying is yes, the next generation doesn't give a fuck. We will die. And then be like,
and I'm sure, I mean,
privacy,
I might,
what's that?
I might reach a point where I have enough confidence in the cloud where I don't, but even so, I mean, I guess the thing is I do have some confidence in the cloud, but I'm still paranoid enough. Like when I write something and I revise it, I make sure it's backed up on Carbonite and I send it to and from an email address that puts it on both the Yahoo and the Gmail servers.
Damn, you really do that?
I really do that. So every time I get done with the writing session, I make sure it's on Carbonite, it's on Yahoo, it's on Gmail, and it's on my hard drive. And probably once a month, I back all those things up onto a thumb.
You'd be pissed off what I do with these episodes. I just fucking upload them and delete them. I don't even think about them anymore.
Yeah, actually, I almost...
But that's just me. I'm overly paranoid about my data, about my writing, but I suspect most people aren't, and they will just completely go for the cloud. And all things considered, I mean, the cloud, I promise you that Carbonite is a million times less likely to completely fail and lose my shit than my shitty fucking laptop is.
Right.
My laptop is going to fail and I'm going to lose everything.
Right.
And then I can rely on Carbonite, Yahoo, and Google.
For something like Backblaze or Carbonite or Mozy or Google Drive to lose your shit, you'd be worried about.
Oh, and Google Drive.
A catastrophic, like global fucking event. You'd be worried about.
I'm worried worried about their canned
shit's backed
beans.
Up. Yeah, ramen. Their shit's backed up on backups right. that are backed yeah. up on backups. Right. Like
it would have to be Mr. Robot has to fucking happen.
I'm going
to
be worried about how many bullets I have left and how many cans of beans are in the cupboard more than I am about the backup of my... Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, I lost those pictures of my dog. No.
Have you seen a cut shells? You ever watch that? Somebody posted something about that where you cut a 12-gauge shell, you just score around it, and it turns a regular 12-gauge buckshot into a fucking slug. It's pretty gnarly. Because the whole fucking end of the shotgun shell, plastic and all, fucking just takes off forward. And then they That's shot through buckets of water. Well, you should see what it does, though. I know it's not a slug, but it was done before there was a such thing as slugs. Mm-hmm. Like in the 30s, they used to fucking score the shells like
Pops
that.
The top off.
Yeah, and the whole fucking top comes off. It's brutal. Hmm. It's fucking gnarly because the plastic blows out backwards and inverts on itself and spreads out like a fucking cross. It's crazy looking, man. Hmm.
I have slugs. I don't need that. Yeah. I'm not going to sit there and score my bullets.
Sponsors?
No, I'm going to do that.
First, we're talking about Primal FC. So if you've been living in a hole or a cage or been sucking dick too long and have some shit in your ears, didn't hear.
Why did you get shit in your ears? Somebody did the omelet, man. You guys know the omelet?
Shit.
You know what the omelet is?
No.
That's where you come in her ear and fold it over, man.
Yeah.
I could have gone without that.
Dave's such a...
I was trying to push through it. I knew Dave wasn't going to enjoy it.
Dave's so innocent.
Oh, man.
Like the rusty trombone, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead, man.
So we're sponsoring a fight company. Goes by the name of Primal FC. They're actually having an event Friday, March 24th. That is this March 24th, 2017. In Phuk It, Thailand, on Paradise Beach. If you're going to be in Phuk It, Thailand, I would advise getting some tickets because they're having an after party that you will be invited to, and it looks amazing.
Or Phuket. You say tomato, I say tomato, man. Phuket,
yeah, if you search Phuk It, Thailand, it's coming up. I did it. I tried it.
If you Google Phuk It,
if you Google Phuk It, Thailand.
With a PH, though.
Phuk It. No, it's F-U-C-K-E-T.
Most people are not going to be in Thailand.
Phuk It, Thailand.
The chance exists.
Yeah, if you're going to be there, get tickets, go to that, because if not, you're going to miss out on a pretty wild event. If you're not going to go to Thailand, you can watch the first streaming live event on MikeSwick.com. That will be in HD, and it will be free. So you get to watch a full card of MMA for free. Go to their page, Facebook, at Primal FC. Follow them on Instagram at Primal Fighting and follow them on Twitter at Primal FC. So again, go to MikeSwick.com, find out more information on that, watch the live event and just search it up and, you know, go like us on Facebook at Sofa King Podcast, like us on Instagram, Sofa King Podcast. We're professional. It's Sofa King Podcast, everything.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, and speaking of tickets, you can get tickets to the Mixed Feelings Podcast in Austin, Texas on April 1st at 7 p.m. They will be at the new Movement Theater. And if you haven't checked out the Mixed Feelings Podcast, you can check out their podcast. They might cuss more than us. They're pretty potty mouthed.
They might.
Honest. Yeah. Pretty bad. So, and they're also going to be on April 4th at 7 p.m. They will be on Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles at the Nerdist Showroom Meltdown Comics. I don't know. I guess it's just called the Nerdist Showroom. But they're having a live show there. You can get tickets for either of those events if you're going to be in Austin, Texas or in Los Angeles, California at mixedfeelingspodcast.com. And on that note, we need to thank El Yucateco. They are available at most major grocery chains, Target and Walmart. If you haven't tried it, you should.
And the Mexican store.
Yeah, you can get it at themexicanstore.com. And God damn it. Make myself laugh, man. You can also get it on Amazon.com. You can get it on fucking eBay if you have to. Mm-hmm. You can get it.
Or if you want to.
MexGrocer.ca.
You know, it's not it doesn't have to be a have to.
Yeah.
No, you might just want to fucking buy it off of eBay. Fuck
might
it.
I want to, man.
Do it.
No, nobody buys shit online. This is.
Brad has a thing. He won't shop at the dollar store either, man. He won't do it.
I usually don't. Bullshit.
It's just like
sometimes I could buy, it's not as good of a deal.
Look at though. Yeah, you could buy a box of macaroni from the dollar store for a dollar, and that's there's like fucking six less.
That's
ounces.
That's a valid example. Yeah,
six less ounces in there than you get for $1.29 or $1 at Walmart.
But there are some things that are contrary to that.
No, like some things are shitty. Some things are cheaper.
No, yeah, you get
cheaper
like
and it works produce.
Shitty. You can get eye drops. I don't do the whole produce
eye
thing.
Drops,
I do.
Shitty.
No, you can get eye drops. They work fucking fine.
Actually, the one thing you can buy, carb cleaner.
Yeah, it's Benadryl. Fucking, You can get Benadryl there for a dollar and get 36. That shit's going to be like 12 bucks at Rite Aid.
Electric.
We are not sponsored by the Dollar Tree, but we are talking about it right now.
I was just talking about dollar stores.
Dollar Trees suck. They have a lot of bullshit.
Nah, man.
The worst is fucking General Dollar.
That's not real. That's some ghetto fucking grocery store. That's like a hybrid fucking trick. Don't go there.
Big Lots of grocery stores.
Fuck those guys. You said their name. You're giving free advertisement, man. Be quiet. Stop talking.
Yeah, followed by a
Boost Mobile.
90-second fuck them.
Yeah. Hey, man. Bad publicity, still publicity. Thank you to printdirtcheap.com. You can log into their website to order print goods and save some money by using code SOFAKING. Thank you to DeLeon Graphics for all of our screen printing t-shirts, koozies. If you need stuff, you can find them on Facebook at DeLeon Graphics with an X, and they will print shit for you. He no longer is into dicks. Don't send him.
No, that's a lie. It's a fucking lie.
I tried. He still loves dicks. He does. Yeah. He loves them.
Slathers them all over his mouth.
One in both hands. It looks like he's skiing. He keeps one in his pocket just in case he gets nervous.
He doesn't know which one.
I can see him rubbing it with his thumb.
How many licks does it take to get to the center? He's still trying to figure out.
He calls that the Dolotov maneuver.
Yeah.
I just see him mess with it in his pocket.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, thank you to DeLeon Graphics. Thank you to Digital Creations for all of our mugs. You can follow them at digital.bakersfield on Instagram and Digital Creations on Facebook. They do heat press stuff. You can order a serial killer blanket or some crazy ass coffee mug with your grandma's face on it. Thank you to Dan Camarillo Jiu Jitsu.
I think that'd be a better statement if you said some kind of coffee mug with your crazy ass grandmother's face on it.
What'd I say?
You said a crazy ass coffee mug with your grandmother's face on it.
Yeah,
I want to see a coffee mug with your crazy ass grandmother's face.
Yeah, there's some cool grandmas out there, man. Yeah. I've seen some YouTube videos. They're crazy, man.
Some DSLs on her.
Yeah, what's a DSL?
Don't worry,
dick sucking lips.
Oh, come on, like ATM. Dave doesn't know what ATM is. Again, yeah, I guarantee it. Do you?
It's ass to mouth.
Automatic teller machine.
Ass to mouth.
It's automatic teller machine.
No, it's ass to mouth.
Do you know what DVD-A is?
It's a quicker format than DVD-B.
Yeah, he's so innocent, man. Yeah.
Dick, vagina, dick, ass.
Where the fuck did I leave off? Dan Camarillo Jiu-Jitsu, armhunter.com, DVDs, apparel. Yeah. That's what I got, man.
And then, speaking of jiu-jitsu, I learned the lion mount. It's very lion interesting.
Rawr. Show me later, man. Sounds sexual.
Yeah.
I want
to mount you up.
All right.
All right. Is that it?
Well, patreon.com. SofaKingPodcast.com.
Google.com.
Patreon.com / SofaKingPodcast.
Yeah.
Don't just go to Patreon. Fuck them.
Research, you find us.
Actually, send them a bunch of emails telling them to fix their Patreon manager.
Oh, that Patreon manager. God. Love them and hate them, man.
Nah, fuck them.
They make money possible, but goddamn, you got to work for it. That shit sucks on the back end. We are not sponsored by those motherfuckers, but we have to use it. That's all I got.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm. All right. Bye.
Bye, Matthew. Bye, Dale Earnhardt. See you guys next episode. Don't be retarded.
Yo, swizzle fish. Let's get him. Let's fucking get him. Let's get him. Who's bringing the flavor to your air? Which one you ladies gon' make it disappear? Who got the ganja gnomic times now? Some niggas had a chance, now we taking it from here. Who's bringing the flavor to your air? Which one you ladies gon' make it disappear? Who got the ganja gnomic times now? The niggas had a chance, now we taking it from here. Somebody should've told him I was next. The nigga disrespect, I had to hold him by his neck. See, sometimes these niggas need to be put in check. See, sometimes these niggas can't comprehend respect. They say I'm out of line, but you niggas is not a brand. How you scoring points when you standing out of bounds? In other words, how you getting money and you ain't keeping it real with no skills playing the field like you not a clown? I guess somebody should put the target on the fence. Support the bullshit and you a part of the scam. The million man march, my granddaddy selling grams. Learning game from a pimp, he just becoming a man. Tattoos all over my dark skin. I ain't tripping, I'm building on small wins. I know myself, so I told myself I'm all in. For the record and the cause, we just evolving. Who's bringing the flavor to your air? Which one you ladies gon' make it disappear? Who got the ganja gnomic times now? Some niggas had a chance, now we taking it from here. Who's bringing the flavor to your air? Which one you ladies gon' make it disappear? Who got the ganja gnomic times now? Your niggas had a chance, now we taking it from here.
Look, it's no coincidence they nervous when they see us coming. I'll kick down your door and put an end to your fucking function. I ain't trying to make friends with all these rap niggas. I'd rather get teabagged on top of cat litter. The only thing I fear is idle time.
So I'm back on my grizzly with the valley state of mind. I put my all into this motherfucking game and learn from every loss, so when I lose, it's still a game. Dizzy, these words are lame. It's obvious, but it's unaddressed. It's sad the fans got accustomed to accept the less. I can see the clear picture even from the upper deck, so I dumb it down to make it easy for these fools to connect. We're bringing that funky flavor, that new major. F-U-N-K-B-O-L-U-M-E spells danger. To all you pussy-footing rappers, come and hear me out. F-V is that threat, something like a mouse.
Who's bringing the flavor to you? Yeah. Which one you ladies gon' make it disappear? Yeah. Who got the ganja, no mid times here? Yeah. You niggas had a chance, now we taking it from here. Who's bringing the flavor to you? Yeah. Which one you ladies gon' make it disappear? Yeah. Who got the ganja, no mid times here? Yeah. You niggas had a chance, now we taking it from here. Volume.